Let's start talking a little bit about Frankie Boy here, last night's shooting in Staten Island.
Yeah, well, it's a shame because, I heard this kid's a nice kid. I only met him once or twice. I don't know him. I'm not going to tell you I know him. But what I did hear about him is he knows how to run the family right, and he realizes that this is a secret organization, not like John Gotti. And this kid was hard to be fined, and he really, unfortunately, at 53, it's too early to go.
Yeah, it's a young age.
I'm 76, and I'd like to take the opportunity to give my condolences to his family. My God.
Yeah, it was a very interesting span of activities last night. There was apparently an accident right in front of his house. They knocked the door, all of that. It looks like it was more premeditated than not.
Oh, no, it's probably a diversion, like you're saying. But I'll tell you right now, in my knowing what I've known all my life around Italians, this wasn't an Italian hit.
Wasn't?
Nope.
Why do you say that?
Because, again, I've had an experience all my life with people. They would never kill a made guy like him and respected like him in front of his family.
So what are your theories here?
I think he's maybe has problems with making a lot more money and that he has been doing, and he's pissing off other people. Other people other than Italians, read between the lines.
Yeah, we can get that. And you said that he ran the family well.
In the 3 or 4 years, all I heard is how good this kid is. He's old school from, he is old school. He's from the other side. And he's not out flashing around. He just does what he does, and he don't go anywhere. I mean, he goes where he wants to go, but he's not, this flash in the, here I come, It's what it used to be. That was a secret organization. I mean, look at the old timers. Look at Carlo Gambino, O'Neill Della Croce, all these guys, they shunned publicity. These young kids are destroying it because they want publicity. I've seen it. I mean, I've seen it over the years, unfortunately. And I thought really that now, the Gambino family had somebody that understands it and supposedly was a big moneymaker.
This is a sad loss for the family.
Yep.
You also have a book, don't you? Do you want to tell me a little bit about your book?
Well, I'll tell you a lot about my book. It's called Hollywood Godfather. And I was born and raised in this wonderful city called New York. I'm 76 years old. And it's my take of when I started early on. I was 12 or 13 years old when Frank Costello, I mean, the gentleman mobster, took me under his wing. And I was with him till he died, 73. I was good friends with O'Neill, who I loved. And, it's a different time then. It's this new time of this new regime of gangsters. I think they watch The Sopranos too much. It's crazy. They gave a different flair. The Godfather, I think, sent the best message because that's what it was. And now everybody wants to do this and do that. And again, The Sopranos to me was a very entertaining show, but it had nothing to do with what real crime life was. I mean, Tony Soprano walking down every day and getting his own newspaper. If he was really a mob boss, the second day he would have been shot by another family. You don't make yourself a target like that.
And so your book, it really highlights your time growing up in, in this realm and in Hollywood.
Yeah, because I mean, obviously, after The Godfather, I made 46 other movies, but I never left the business that I've been. I mean, the book was originally called Don't Shoot the Messenger, because I was a messenger most of my life for, as I said, Frank Costello and then Meyer Lansky when they created the Syndicate. And I traveled the world for them and very well respected. And that's what it was about. That's why when I heard this last night and how it was done, I can't believe it's Italians. Because they would never dishonor his family that way. And that's part of the code. You don't do that. Think about how many bosses were killed in front of their families. None.
Say none.
No. I mean, I lost my best friend, Tommy Bilotti, who was my best man, when he was driving for Paul Castellano. And that was in 85. And they did that on a sidewalk. And that was, you know, obviously we all know it's John Gotti. But that's the way it would be done. I mean, you think of all the hits, you can go back into history, did down in restaurants, on sidewalks. Look at Joey Gallo. I mean, I can go down, give down a list of every mob hit. Even Joe Colombo was shot on the stage at Columbus Circle. You know, it's crazy. That's why as soon as I heard that, and it was in front of his house, and his wife and kids were inside, doesn't sound like an Italian situation. There are other groups out there that are very powerful. And I respect everybody, but I'm just saying I don't think it's an Italian situation.
You think he got himself into some other messes?
Yeah, I think, you know, there's so many organized groups out there now in from different countries other than Italy. But the only thing it's about money. It's nothing about anything else. Because this guy was a gentleman. So, what I know of him, you know. But that's unfortunate. Because I thought he had a good 20 years running this thing.
Do you think that people were looking forward to the way that he was going to run the family?
I know it. He was a breath of fresh air. Being incognito and not around. I mean, you're in the newspapers. I mean, you're in the news business. Nobody knew about this guy.
I agree. You know, it wasn't like he was in, like John Gotti, everybody talks about him all the time.
I know, but Gotti name. Showman. It was a showman. And look where it wound up him. I mean, it's, you know. I mean, John Gotti destroyed this thing, and then there was another guy, Tony Spilotro in Vegas, which I was lined up with, you know, both states. And those two guys, between Tony Spilotro and John Gotti, destroyed what we know as the mob and the respect and the honor. This kid had it all put together, and that's why they put him in.
It's a tough loss. I was reading a little bit about you before I called, and I hear that you had some chatter with Marilyn Monroe. Do you tell me any of those juicy details?
Well, I was I don't know how much time you have, but the thing is that I met her when I was 16, and I was I was a shampoo boy, and I shampooed her hair, and I was around her for the next 4 years, and then even Mr. Costello asked me to watch somebody in the suite at the Waldorf Astoria, and only to know it was her, and we got to have a great friendship. And then, unfortunately, I was at the last meeting up in Calneva when the five families here and everybody else, they were going to try to set up John, the president, and Robert Kennedy, the attorney general, to get one more picture with them together to disgrace them and blackmail them as they did with J. Edgar Hoover. Because they had pictures of J. Edgar Hoover cross-dressing. So he always denounced that there was a mob. But they wanted to straighten out the Kennedys because they got them elected, and then meanwhile they're trying to arrest all of them. The brother, it was the brother that did it. Bobby became crazy with this righteousness stuff because he hated his father and all his friends. And Kennedy's partner was Frank Costello in Prohibition. They did 30 million each during Prohibition, which probably would be 30 billion in this lifetime. They got him elected. They made a deal where if they got him elected, Joe Kennedy went to Costello to get his sons into the positions they were, and they were supposed to invade Cuba and get their casinos back. It was a win-win for everybody. And then once he got elected, Bobby betrayed his father and his friends, and he convinced John that there was no missiles in Cuba. And he called off the Bay of Pigs, and nobody got anything. But the son became president. And they waited and waited and waited, and nothing was happening. And then they started pulling the plug, and they told Joe, Senior knew what was going to happen. So they took John first, and then they took the other one 2 years later, 3 years later, whatever it was.
Some Those are some great stories you have there. I mean, I can
well,
see
buy the book. You'll love
you.
It.
I was going to say.
Unfortunately, we're talking because Frankie Boy's dead, but, you know, it's a big loss.
I mean, the timing of everything.
No, it's crazy because the only guy I was really worried about who's in my book, and I have a big chapter on him, and I thought maybe even though he's in prison, he was doing 139 years, was Carmine Persico. And then he died March 7th. And it's like crazy what's going on right now. And people are going to think maybe I'm doing this for the publicity, but I have nothing to do with all this. But that's how my life is. The moons and the stars always line up for me, and I capitalize on it. But I never would want this to happen again because, you know, man's a young man and has a young family. And again, my condolences to his family. It's going to be. I think we're going to find out soon, though, because this is not going to go without any kind of retribution. Believe me.